Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We're now at one of the most critical times between the election and the inauguration. I'm going to talk about it on Faith and Freedom as to why and what you can do about it. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
So the issue at hand here is the World Health Organization that we've been discussing for what now, a couple years?
Yeah, there are several things that are at issue. And today we're going to be talking about the World Health Organization and the time frame between the election on November 5 and the inauguration of January 20.
Of course, as we've mentioned before, the Biden administration wants to give away America's sovereignty to the WHO. So is that still going to be an issue as we go into the new administration?
Very much so. In fact, Joe Biden has a U.S. ambassador who is in charge with negotiating the so-called pandemic agreement / treaty with the World Health Organization, or the WHO. That particular ambassador has been working on the document that is called the Pandemic Agreement, also known as the Pandemic Treaty. But the problem with getting that now passed before the inauguration of January 20 is twofold. Number one, you need a supermajority of the 194 member nations to pass it. And number two, it is more likely to be argued that it is a treaty and thus consequently, it needs to go through the two-thirds majority vote of the United States Senate, which will not happen. So the ambassador recently to the United Nations has urged the WHO to convert the language of the pandemic agreement to amendments to the international health regulations. That's critical. In other words, stop pursuing the pandemic agreement, and let's take the language, same language, and let's make these as amendments to the international health regulations.
The left is all about the language.
Yeah, so now what does that do by switching the exact same language and moving it from the pandemic agreement / treaty to amendments to the existing international health regulations? It does two things. Number one, to pass amendments to the international health regulations only requires a majority of the nations. 97 nations of the 194. That's half. You need just one more nation and you pass it. With the African nations and some of the other nations, and if the United States signs on, which is what it wants to do, you will likely get 50+1% of the member nations to sign on to amendments of the international health regulations. You no longer need the supermajority. That's number one. That's critical. So you'll get it passed by the nations. Number two, instead of having to run this through the United States Senate, Joe Biden wants to do what George W. Bush did and what Barack Obama did. And that is to unilaterally sign America on to these amendments. Now, George W. Bush did that in 2005 when he unilaterally signed America on to an expansion of the international health regulations in 2005.
Yeah, but what good could that possibly hold?
Well, what good could it possibly hold is that America would be bound by this agreement to follow the WHO's directives. And so now what happens when January 20 comes on board? January 20, when Donald Trump takes the oath of office. Now, if you remember, toward the end of Donald Trump's first term, he gave notice to opt us out of the WHO. But it was too late. If he had done that early on in his presidency, we would be out of the WHO. But he did it late in his presidency, and you need an 18-month window from the time the president gives notice to withdraw from the World Health Organization until the time that it's effective. So had he been sworn in on January 20, as the second term, then obviously that time frame would have continued and we would be out. But Joe Biden was sworn in on January 20. And what did he do? The time had not expired yet, so he opted us immediately back in. Donald Trump did the same thing with the Paris Agreement. The Paris Agreement is something that Barack Obama unilaterally signed, and it was a substantial expansion of the climate treaty that George H.W. Bush presided over, which the Senate did ratify. So Biden then now signs on to amendments, the Paris Accord, to the original treaty that George H.W. Bush presided over and the Senate ratified. And he tried to opt us out of that as well. But again, there's a time frame. So when you get into these agreements, when you give a notice to opt out, you can do that, but there's a time frame. So if this is signed by Joe Biden, which he plans to do, and put us under the WHO before January 20, yes, President Donald Trump, after January 20 or on January 20, can give notice to opt out. But the earliest that we could opt out is 18 months, taking us all the way into 2026, and we would still be obligated legally under all the other criteria. Wow. Here's the other kicker, Holly. Right now, they are presenting amendments, and this is critical. Amendments that would be part of these amendments that Joe Biden would sign on to that would extend the opt-out time frame from 18 months to 3 years.
Wow.
And that would push it through almost all of Donald Trump's presidency and require the United States, even after you give notice to opt out, to continue paying all of your obligations anyway. Failed to do so, you could be drugged to an international court.
This is a huge power grab from the globalists. We should have no business in this at all.
We should have no business. We should opt out of not only this, the United Nations as well. We should not fund these illegitimate organizations. They hate America. They don't do any good. They always give the UN resolutions against Israel, and they always favor the terrorist with the Palestinian Authority and Hamas and Hezbollah and so forth. But the WHO, if Joe Biden is able to pull this off, and this is what his plan is between now and the time that he leaves office on January 20.
So he would tie the hands of President Trump.
He wants to tie the hands of President Trump. He wants to do everything that he can to leave office and tie the hands of President Trump before he actually swears the oath of office on January 20.
Evil.
Yeah, and so this particular organization, the WHO, would move from an advisory organization to a world legally binding organization that would be able to impose global lockdowns, ration medicine, have control over imports and exports, require certain medications and drugs that we prepare and we use in our country to be actually used in other countries. There are significant protocols that they would be able to enforce on medical treatment. Their authority would not just be over diseases, but anything that has the potential to impact public health. Now, they've already said severe threats to public health are climate change. So anything regarding climate, they would have authority over.
That's always their answer for everything.
How many miles you drive.
Yeah.
Whether you have to drive an EV car, where you can drive, when you can drive, what you can drive.
But the COVID, so COVID was just a small taste of the tyranny that they want to put over America, a sovereign country.
So they would have, under their huge, massive public health rhetoric, control globally of climate change, abortion. They've said that lack of access to abortion is a threat to public health. LGBTQ, lack of access to puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and mutilating surgeries, and even stigmatization or discrimination, quote unquote, against LGBTQ. That's a threat to public health. Second Amendment, weapons, your right to own and bear arms. Immigration, our borders, can be a threat to public health by not allowing these people to come into our country and then providing them with, universal health care. It's a threat to public health.
I'd say they are a threat to public health.
Basically anything. Yeah, yes. You're right. I mean, this is an organization that's led by a Marxist, that has Marxist ideology, that is heavily influenced by communist China and Bill Gates, eugenicist, and others. And they want to use this entity to literally weaken America and tie President Trump's ability and interfere with his ability as president of the United States. So what we are asking Congress to do is to pass certain legislation, H.R. 79 and H.R. 1425 and S-444, to stop the WHO before it's too late. Go to lc.org/WHO.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. The website again, lc.org.